He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall be the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Presiding Bishop. God is in charge, and God is still on the throne, and God is doing great and mighty things. Yes, he is, in your life and in my life. We welcome you, you, and you. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for blessing us over and over and over again. Yes, we're grateful for Shanita Kelly, our realtor. We thank God for you, Shanita Kelly, realtor and broker, licensed in several states. God is doing a marvelous thing in our life. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. Licensed and bonded in many, many states. If you'd like to sell your home you're now living in, purchase a new home. But just want to get her help and her expertise and her prayers. Give her a call today at 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly, a licensed, bonded realtor. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, our master electrician has a barber on site. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines, master electrician, also has a barber on site at 443-449-3631. He's located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And don't forget about our man of God, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, available to you, you, and you, in the transition of your loved one going home to be with the Lord. Give him a call at 5126 Bellar Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. Visit him at 5126 Bellar Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206, or call him at 410-327-3100. Let him know you heard here at the Power Hour Prayer. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, PA, 410-327-3100. He is truly a man of God, there to help you and assist you in your time of need, your loved one, your family member, or your friend. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services servicing us all around the world, and we are praying for him and his family in its entirety. Let us go to the Word of God. I'm excited about the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I just get excited when we read the Word of God, when we study the Word of God. There's power. There's power in the Word of God. Yes, you want some power? Read and study the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Take time out for Jesus. We take time out for everything else. We even take vacations. But we don't take time out for Jesus. Some of us say, I'm too busy. I don't have time. You need to get into a good Bible study. Yes. Pray and ask God to put you in a good Bible study class where you can read the Word, study the Word, meditate on the Word, ask questions, and get that strength that you need. You know it's the Word of God that keeps us? Yes. Knowing the Word for yourself, it means a lot, my dear ones. And we thank God you have an opportunity here in the United States of America where we could study His Word, get it deep down in our souls, and you can always pray the Scriptures. Someone said, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. If you are studying the Word of God, get the Word of God sinking in your soul, you can pray the Scriptures. And how do you do that? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Pray the Scriptures. God, you said, by your stripes I am healed. God, you said that you shall supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. Take God at his word. Our God is not a God that will lie. No, he can't lie. Thank you, Jesus. God, you said you'll make a way out of no way. God, you said you will hear me when I call. Let's go to Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou have enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing, Shelah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call upon him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart. I like that. Commune with your own heart. Call upon your bed and be still, Shelah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord, not in man. Put your trust in the Lord. Thank you, God. I hope that somebody hears this morning. Put your trust in the Lord. He is your friend. He is your friend to the bitter end. Put your trust in the Lord. We want to trust everything else but the Lord, our money, our degrees, our family, our friends, our children, our husband, our wife. You had better put your trust in the Lord. Man will change in a minute. Put your trust in the Lord, my dear ones. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Yes, we're saying that now. Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. I want you to read this scripture before you go to bed every night. Psalm 4. Read it every night before you go to bed. Did the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Read Psalm 4 before you go to bed at night. Read it before you get all tired and worn out and sleepy and don't feel like taking off your clothes, don't feel like taking a shower. Read Psalm 4. You can't sleep at night? Read Psalm 4, my dear ones. Read Psalm 4. Read Psalm 4. Thank you, God. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditations. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Who are you going to pray to? God. You're not praying to man. You're not trying to get man all excited about you. We are praying unto God, the Almighty Living God. So you need to watch your words. Watch your thoughts. Watch your actions. You're praying unto God. You're talking to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. We need to take our time and just pray to God ourselves. That's what you need to do. We ain't always got to get together with a crowd or a group. Thank you, Jesus. We need to look up and direct our prayers unto God. Early in the morning, late at night, have a little talk with Jesus. And he will make it right. Not man, not people, not the priest, not the pope, not the pastor, not the prophet, not the prophetess, not the archbishop, not the bishop, not the apostle, not the teacher, not the preacher. God will make it right. You're dependent upon man too much. Your pastor. You better depend upon God. And you know what? You need to pray for your pastor. because he or she is human. Thank you, Jesus. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak. Leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. The Lord will do that. Yes, he will. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Isn't that a blessing? God has multitude of mercy for you and for me. A multitude of mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of thine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. My God, my God, my God. When some people are speaking, nothing but a bunch of lies. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Nothing but a bunch of lies. I don't know who you think you're fooling, but you're not fooling God. You're not fooling the man and woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. You're not fooling nobody but yourself. In other words, you're making a fool out of yourself. Psalm 5, verse 9. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They that flutter with their tongue, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Liars, thieves, backbiters, whoremongers, adulterers, homosexuality, gossipers. You're rebelling against God. You are rebelling against God. Covetousness, wanting what somebody else have, wishing I was like him or her. You are rebelling against God. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. That's why we can rejoice this morning. My sisters and my brothers, men and women of God, we can rejoice because we're putting our trust in God. Let them ever shout for joy. We're putting our trust in God. That's why we can shout for joy. That's why we can praise God. That's why we can glorify God when things don't look the way that we think it should look, when things don't happen the way it should happen, when we feel like God is taking a long time. We can still shout and rejoice in the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Lying on our sick bed, we can still rejoice and shout and praise God. All our money is gone. We can still rejoice and shout for our God because we know that God is going to make a way. It ain't always about the money. God will bless you with favor where you don't have to worry about putting out a dime. As I told the prayer warriors on Saturday, pray and ask God for what you want. Stop praying for money all the time. God will give you what you need and even what you want. Thank you, Jesus. God is blessing somebody right now. Ask God. He said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find, and knock and doors shall be open. It's not always about the money. God will bless you with favor. He will wipe out some bills. He'll decrease some bills. He'll bless you with the desires of your heart. He will send forth healing in your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Somebody's praying for money to purchase medication. Say, Lord, make a way out of no way for me. You will be able to get the medication free. We don't have to worry about putting out a dime. Somebody's scrapping up all their pennies. Pray and ask God to bless you with what you need. Food on your table. a new refrigerator, a new stove, a brand new car. God will bless you with it. A brand new home. Yes, he will. And you wouldn't have to worry about putting out a dime. Trusting in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Trusting in God. You said you worship God in spirit and in truth. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see how spiritual you are. Let's see if you want to trust God to make a way out of no way. You want to trust God with your healing, your children, your husband, your wife, your coworker, your neighbor, your city, your county, your governor, your mayor, the president of the United States. Trust God. Pray without ceasing. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Watch God do some great things in your life on this day. On this day. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. And let them ever shout for joy. Because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Be joyful in the Lord. Something about that name, Jesus. Something about that name, Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders take place when we call upon the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Some places you can pray, but they don't want you to say Jesus. But I'm going to call out his name in prayer. I'm going to call out his name in the morning. Call out his name at noonday. Call out his name at nighttime. There's something about that name, Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders will take place. There's something about that name, Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are delivered. By his stripes, you are set free. There's something about that name, Jesus. Thank you, God. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. And thou compress them as with a shield. Psalm 5 in its entirety. The word of God is already blessed. Father, we thank you right now for an opportunity to come and sit and sup with you. We thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us on our way. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the bees of the night. Some of our homes are still intact. And we thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And for those homes that were affected by the tornado, the floods, the fires in California, we pray, Father God, that amidst of all that that's going on, that the people can still praise you, that people can still glorify you, that people can still magnify you, and to thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. They can still praise you, glorify you, and magnify you, and lift up your holy name. We lift up everyone under the sound of my voice. We pray for our President of the United States, Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, his wife, his family in its entirety, that you will touch them one by one, individually and collectively. Let them know that God is the way out. Speak to the President's mind. Saturate him with the Spirit of the Almighty Living God. Bless him with your presence in his home. Early in the morning, before he rises. Protect him from seen and unseen danger. Let him speak Jesus. Let him seek Jesus right there in the White House, right there in the midst of Congress. Thank you, Jesus. Touch our Vice President, Kamala Harris. Be with her and guide her and lead her and protect her. Protect her spouse and her family in its entirety. We thank you right now, Father God, for the members of Congress, Touch them. Be with them and guide them and lead them. We need them to hear from you. Touch their minds, their body, their spirits, and their souls. Every senator, every congressman, every legislator, Father God, touch them right now, every committee, before they make any rules or regulation. Touch them right now, Father God. Speak to their minds right now. Let them do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Do not allow them to be selfish with their own desires. But let them, Father God, do the will of the Almighty Living God. Let your will be done. We pray for the Pope, the priests, archbishops, bishops, pastors, trustees, deacons and deaconesses. We pray for the church. You said judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And we believe you, Father God. You told us to pray without ceasing. And we are being obedient to your word right now. We are praying without ceasing. Every hour of the day. 24 hours around the clock. We are praying without ceasing. Knowing that you are here and answer our prayer. Because we trust in you, the Almighty Living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Could no grave hold you. And we thank you for being obedient to your Father. We know that obedience is better than sacrifice. And we thank you right now for touching Sister Burdetta, healing her mind, body, spirit, and soul, touching her son and her daughter and grandchildren. We lift up, Father God, Rosie Trahan, wherever she may be. Touch her mind, touch her mind, touch her mind, spirit and her soul. Touch Kayla, Father God. Bless her in a very special way. Protect our children. Protect our children. Protect our children from the hands of the evil one. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Let them hear from you. Let them surrender to you, the Almighty Living God, not to drugs or alcohol, not through texting, emailing, not to TikTok. Touch them right now, Father God, our children, that they will read the Word of God, that they will study the Word of God, that they will hear from you. Grant our children divine education, the education of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let them hear from you. Speak to them, Father God, that they will want to be followers of the Almighty Jesus Christ and not man. Touch them right now, Father God. All of our children, wherever they may be, they need you, Father, right now. Don't let the world and the system overpower our children. Don't let it saturate their lives. You touch them right now, Father God. We are praying to you. Let them seek after you and not the things of the world. Grant them divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. Glory, hallelujah. Touch Jariel, Sharonda, those who are dancing for the Lord, Pastor Minister Mother Lady, Minister Sharon, Reverend Sharon, those that are dancing for the Lord. Let them continue to dance for you and not the world. Touch their feet, their hands, their arms, and their limbs, their eyesight that they might see, their lungs that they may breathe freely. Touch those, Father God, that are having problems right now with breathing. We come against asthma, COPD, COVID, the diseases that are affecting our lungs and our breathing. We come against those diseases right now and send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We thank you right now that you're taking someone off of that machine, that you will breathe another breath of fresh air in their lungs another day. They'll no longer need oxygen because you are the oxygen. And we thank you right now. for touching someone's heart, that it may breathe, they may breathe freely. Their heartbeat may be regulated by you. Touching that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. They'll no longer need a pacemaker. You are the pacemaker. You are the waymaker. You are the keeper. Touch that heart right now and regulate that heart. They'll not need heart surgery. The doctors will be amazed, wondering what happened. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you for healing that heart right now. They'll not need major heart surgery. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then touch our minds. Regulate our minds that we have a mind stayed on you. Touch our minds, Father God, that we will focus our attention on you. We'll focus our attention on your word, believing your word, trusting your word, leaning not to our own understanding, acknowledging you in all our situations, knowing that you are God that can make a way out of nowhere, knowing that you're God that can do anything but fail, knowing that you are God that will hear and you will answer our prayer in your time, in your way. Knowing you personally, thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate you. Touch Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Yvonne McFadden. Touch Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy. Touch right now, Father God. Bless the church in its entirety. Apostle Joanne Fawley. Touch Tiffany, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her body, her limbs, her arteries, her veins, her mind. Touch her brain in the name of Jesus. Touch it right now, Father God. Heal her right now, Father God. Heal her right now, Father God. Heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Marvin Jr. Be with him and guide him and lead him and direct him. Let him preach the unadulterated word of God as you have called him to do. Bless his daughter and his wife. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him right now. We pray for Elder Dawn Smith, Elder Annette Smith, Mercedes. Touch her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be with her and guide her and lead her and direct her. Let her focus on you. Touch her children, one by one, individually and collectively. We lift up LaShawn, that you'll continue to be that strong woman of God you've designed for her to be. Bless her in her coming and her going. Thank you, Father, right now, for touching Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, as they lie in the nursing home. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Dispatch your heavenly host of angels all around them, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may come against the body of Christ, those in the nursing homes, hospitals. Touch them right now, Father God. Go into the prison cells. Touch those that are guilty and those that are innocent. Let them fall and bend the knees and surrender to you. Let the prison become a place of worship where they can glorify and magnify the Almighty Living God. Touch every prisoner right now. Touch the warden, the prison guards, that they will be saved, sanctified. The cooks, the psychiatrists, the counselors, the ministers that go into the prisons on a daily basis. The ministers that go into the nursing homes on a daily basis. The ministers that go into the assisted living facilities. Be with them and guide them and lead them and protect them. Touch Harry P. Close II. Protect him. Be with him and guide him and lead him. Touch Father God in the name of Jesus. Sons and daughters that are incarcerated. Touch them right now, Father God. Be with them. Protect them. Let them feel the anointing of the Almighty Living God. And once they are released, They will surrender totally to you. Nobody but you. And they will let others know how good God is. Let others know about the glory of the Almighty Living God. Let others know that you can keep them from seen and unseen danger. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Elder Josephine Dennis, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Chief Apostle Deborah O. Gilmore, her husband, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., her son, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., and his wife, Pastor Melissa. We are praying for you. Yes, God is able. We are praying for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Deaconess Gwen, Sister Esther, leading the prayer ministry in the name of Jesus. Continue to do it with your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. We are praying for all prayer warriors, those that are interceding for others that are not praying. Do it with your mind, your body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the Spirit of God saying, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Don't give up, Sister Greta. Sister Haney, Barbara Haney, the Logan family. We're praying for you, Aunt Rose. God is able, and he's a keeper. Deacon Spain, Deacon Terry, Deacon Theodore Price. Hold on to the truth. Hold on to the word of God. Deaconess Yarbrough, hold on to the word of God. Don't be persuaded by people's wants. Don't be persuaded by those that don't know the word of God. But the deacon and deaconess board of the church, the trustee board, hold on and hear from God. Don't give in to the ways of man. Hold on. Be firm with the word of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Dr. Ron Green, we're praying for you in Miami, Florida. Jill Cavanaugh, we're praying for you. Sister Laurie in New York, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you in Louisiana. We're praying for you. Yes, we are. 24 hours around the clock. Deaconess Phyllis Blue. We're praying for you. Pastor Rosie Cobia and your church family. God is able. Yes, he is. He's a keeper, Dr. Kevin Carter. He's a keeper. Your mom is going home to be with the Lord. Celebration time is here. God blessed her with 99 years. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you, those that have lost loved ones. Those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior is not lost. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Mary Robinson family, we are praying for you. The late Mary Robinson, we are praying for your children, your grandchildren, your brother, your sisters, your family, your friends. We're praying. And Mother Mary Robinson is still in the name of the living. We are praying for you. Yes, we are. God is able. God is a keeper. Wanda, we are praying for you, that God will strengthen you. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Your Aunt Shirley Caesar, we are praying for her. God is able. What a mighty God we serve, Mother Annie Green. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. God will make a way out of no way, and he has to make a way out of no way. Diane Green, we are praying for you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, TJ Staten. Tyrone Staten, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Elijah Kelly, we are praying for you, your mom, and your family in its entirety. That God will move in your life, the true and living God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Let him know that you're in charge. Thank you, God. We're bringing families together. That men will take care of their children. Mothers will be there for their sons and their daughters. The family as a whole will depend upon God. They will love one another. They will cherish one another. Husbands and wives will love one another. Be by the side for your husband and for your wife. Daughters and sons, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, God protect them from seen and unseen danger. Archbishop Alamasi, we are praying for you and King Alamasi. Continue the vision that God has given you for men and women. Bless her, Father God. Strengthen her and guide her and lead her. Protect her from seen and unseen danger. We are praying for you, Sister Cheryl Purnell, Coffee, Tea, and Me. We are praying for you. Thank you, God. Bless Bishop Simmons as he continues to preach the word, teach the word. Bless New Metropolitan Church. Pastor Dinkins, we are praying for you. Thank you, God. Pastor Harold Carter, Jr., we are praying for you in Shiloh Church. Strengthen the church. Strengthen the people. Strengthen the board members that they will continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, God. Touch Canaan Baptist Church that they will continue to praise God and worship God. New Union Baptist Church, touch the leaders, touch the parishioners. Let them seek after you. And God will make everything all right. We pray that God's will be done, that he will place the right man or woman in that pulpit. Let God's will be done, not my will, but the will of God, New Union Baptist Church. Let the will of God be done, and not only in New Union Baptist Church, but in all churches. Let God's will be done, not your will. And we thank you right now, Father God, for blessing your people in ways they never can imagine. We thank you for your healing hand of grace, your healing hand of mercy. We thank you right now for healing someone under the sound of my voice. From sickness and disease, cancer, COVID, diabetes, hearing problems, restoring sight, touching the whoremonger, the liar, and the thief. We thank you for deliverance from drug addiction, alcoholism. We thank you right now for healing that dear one that's been walking the streets all night long. Touch their mind and regulate that mind that they'll get off the streets with those signs and they will follow Jesus. They'll carry the word. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now, Father God, for protecting us from seen and unseen danger. Touch Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower. Touch Sheree Williams, Dwayne Williams. Hallelujah, glory be God. Dejanay. Touch them right now, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. You know what they stand in need of. Touch the lawyers, the attorneys, the doctors. Touch them and grant them wisdom. We thank you right now for what you've done and what you're going to do in our lives. You're making a way out of no way. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, and a spirit of understanding. I decree and declare that you'll take out the weapons out of the hands of the evil ones. I decree and declare that you'll bless your people in ways they never could imagine. I decree and declare that you'll transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. I decree and declare that your people will obey your word in the name of Jesus. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour Prayer with your presiding Bishop Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. I decree and declare healing upon your body right now on this day. In Jesus' name, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. Tell a friend to tune in. God bless you. Be blessed and walk by faith and not by sight. You got the favor of God in your life like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless that person with that job they so desire. Bless that person with their home that they so desire. Bless that person with healing that they stand in need of. Bless them in your own way. In Jesus' name, amen.